Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 761. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and handling. The Apostle John stated, quote, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, because the world's already condemned, but that the world through Christ," in other words, through the Word, by keeping the Word, by receiving the Word into your heart, might be saved. So many people take this scripture and say, oh, thank God, God does not condemn us. The Apostle John stated, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world, through him, might be saved. In other words, Christ came as the Word of God, that the world through him, in other words, Christ, him, is the Word of God, and through his instruction to not sin any longer, that the world might be saved. But the unsaved people are taking that, oh, thank God, we're not condemned. God didn't come into the world to condemn it. All right, yes, you already are condemned. There has to be a change in you now, and that is you have to receive the Word of God, or Christ is the Word of God, so that you can be saved. What does it mean to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior so that you can be saved? Well, you ask him into your heart and he comes into your heart. That's John 3:17. Then there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. That should be a very satisfying thing. The Apostle Paul says that. He says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those, but only to those who are in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 8:1. Well, if you're in Christ, of course, you're in the vessel that never sins anymore. All your sins are taken away, and you're not condemned. In the last verse in chapter 7 of Romans, he says, who is able to deliver me from this death, this wretched condemnation? I'm condemned. And he says, I thank God for Christ Jesus. So when we're in him, it's like you were in that. During World War II, they had air raid shelters. Or if you're in a tornado shelter down deep in the earth, there's no more debris that can hit you. You can't get killed. Well, it's even more so in Christ. When you're in Christ, that means he's in you and you're in him. There's no more condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is no greater inner satisfaction than in knowing that Christ doesn't condemn you when you're in Christ. What is it? That you're keeping all his commandments and that you're not sinning anymore. If you are in Christ, you can't sin anymore because Christ can't sin. Now, this is a spiritual matter. Christ must enter into your body, and when he does, you have the power of Christ in you with his Father by the Spirit, so that you're not going to sin anymore. But you just think that, well, I go to church, and I'm trusting in Jesus. There's no greater inner satisfaction for me in knowing that Christ doesn't condemn you. No, because Christ doesn't condemn himself. If you're in Christ, then you're in Christ. You're a member of his body. He said he's the vine and we are the branches. Not unsaved people that still sin, but those that have forsaken sin, utterly forsaken it, and are walking in Christ. So that's an important thing to know. The greatest satisfaction of all in this entire world is knowing that one day the Lord Jesus Christ will make a complete, total, and utter end of sin. Well, that happens when you come into Christ. You don't sin anymore. This is why I'm reading some false doctrine here, where it says that the Lord, one of these days, he's going to put an end to sin. When the kingdom of heaven enters you, and the kingdom of heaven comes without observation, you no longer sin, because you're in the spiritual realm, and the spirit is more powerful than your flesh, and your flesh is not bothered with temptation any longer. And the Lord tells you how to stop being tempted. That's to flee from the very appearance of evil. So Jesus will return sickness, suffering, returns in us. Sorrow won't be anymore. Disease, disaster, and all these different things like death will be over with. Worry, want, and war will be forever gone. Actually, the Lord banishes all these things, and God will wipe away every tear from the eyes of those of us that have taken up the cross and followed the Lord. There shall be no more death. But if people have not repented, and if they're still sinning, or if they've repented and then they went back into sin, the Bible plainly states that you will be condemned. So that's the sorrow that a lot of people feel, and they are crying about. There's a woman I know that sinned. She was married. She went out, committed adultery, and had a baby, and had sex with several different men. And she's worried. Somebody sent me a letter saying, "You condemn people." I don't condemn them. The Word of God saves their soul if they keep His Word. But if they don't, then the Word does condemn you. Actually, it's a double-edged sword. And those of us that keep the commandments, for us and us only, there shall be no more pain. For the former things have passed away in Christ. That's Revelation 21, verse 4. But in the last chapter of the book of Revelation, it tells us that all these people that commit sin, they don't repent and they don't use the power of God to continue not sinning. They don't use the Word of God. It shows that they are condemned. Now, for you to have peace of mind and to be free from sickness, disease, infirmities, and all these things, you must be born again. You must keep the commandments of the Lord. All right, I'm still continuing in the book of Revelation. I'm still in the fourth chapter, but right now let's pray. Father, anoint this service. Continue anointing me, Lord, that the souls in the world can receive the truth of the Word of God. There's so many people that are preaching that all you have to do is say the sinner's prayer and you don't have to worry about being condemned anymore. If we say the sinner's prayer, Father, and we do, and you, I'd love you to show them in this message that Christianity is a continuous thing. It's a new way of life. It's living in the Spirit. And in the Spirit, those that walk in the Spirit, there's no condemnation to those. For there's no condemnation to those that walk no longer under the flesh, that no longer sin. That's what that means, and no longer sin, but to those that are spiritual, that walk not after the flesh, but after the Holy Spirit, after the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray that whatever it is that you want to say in this message, say it through me. Use me in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that you bind the devil during this message. Bind him, rebuke him, and open all the channels of heaven and pour out on me in Jesus' mighty name, that souls might be saved and the church edified and strengthened in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, here I am. I believe I'm with the Stamps Quartet on this one. It's Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
Leaning on the everlasting arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm leaning, forever leaning. That's where I'm safe and secure from all alone. I'm leaning, I'm always leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how sweet you walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arm. I'm leaning, forever leaning. That's what faith and secure from our love. I'm leaning, I'm always leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arm. I have blessed peace with my Lord so dear. Leaning on the everlasting arm. I'm leaning, forever leaning. That's why I'm safe and secure from all alone. I'm leaning, I'm always leaning. Oh yes, I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. I'm leaning, forever leaning. That's why I'm safe and secure from all alone. I'm leaning, I'm always leaning. Oh yes, I'm leaning on the everlasting arm.
Yes, amen. When you're leaning on the everlasting arm, when you're allowing Christ to live in you, and you're relying strictly on Him to live out His life in and through you, well, then you are not at all condemned. There's no condemnation to those that live not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you're living after the Word of God, that means you're not sinning anymore, because the Word of God condemns sin. And you're not to sin any longer. And you hear all these false preachers and teachers that say, well, no one's perfect. But that is a lie out of the pit of hell. Everyone has to be perfect in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And how can we be perfect? Walking in the Spirit. It's the same thing. Walking in the Spirit is the spirit of perfection. If you're in the Spirit, you cannot be condemned. All right, now verse 9 in chapter 4 of Revelation. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. Okay, He that sits on the throne, we have to be in Him if we want to live forever and ever. Now, don't think that there's no condemnation, because if you're still of the world is condemned. If you're still of the world is condemned. If you're still sinning, you're condemned. The Lord didn't come into the world to condemn the world. For God's sake, it was already condemned. That's why He came into the world, to give you an opportunity to be living in and through Him. Don't let anybody tell you that you can just live forever if you're not busy living in the Spirit. And if you're living in the Spirit is telling you what to do on a daily basis, and you're doing it because you want to be in heaven. You don't want to be condemned into hell forever. Now, it's such a dreadful place, hell is, that the Lord had to come into the world, God Himself in the flesh, to die, shed His blood, so that the blood could take away your sins and my sins. And then the Spirit of God, Christ with the Father by the Spirit, enters into you, because Christ is the life-giving Spirit, and gives you the power to not sin anymore. It's a spiritual thing. Just look at it this way. God said that everything in the universe was created by His Spirit, His Word. His Word is Spirit and life. And so, if He created everything with the unseen Spirit of God, well then certainly the Spirit is strong and powerful enough to keep you standing in these last days. This is true doctrine. This is the real doctrine. Anything outside of this is condemned. The world is condemned. Now, the Father did not send His Son into the world to condemn it, because it was already condemned. He came here to show you how to be saved. And He tells you in chapter 8, verse 1 of Romans, that there's no condemnation to those that come out of the world, come out of the flesh, that don't walk any longer in the world or in the flesh, but they come out of the world, out of the flesh, to live in the Spirit. Therefore, there is no condemnation to those that walk not in the world anymore, not walk as the world does or as the flesh does, but those that come to the Lord to receive the Spirit so they have eternal life. And they have power over the world, power over sin, Satan, the world, the flesh, death, hell, and the grave. You've raised from there. So then you're not condemned. And then you have peace of mind knowing you're not going to hell, that you're walking in the Spirit, that you're saved. Okay, it isn't that easy to say, well, I know that the Lord doesn't condemn anybody. You're crazy if you think that. The world is condemned by him, and that's why he came in to save your soul, to die, to show you how terrible hell is. Now, if hell weren't that bad, what purpose would it be for Christ to have come into the world again? This is God in the flesh came into the world to show you that hell is so bad and sin is so bad that he allowed himself to be slaughtered so that you don't have to go there if you receive his terms. He has terms, rules, and regulations. I was in the U.S. Navy. Man, they had rules and regulations over there that you can't believe. Don't think that the Lord is going to let you into the kingdom of heaven. You have to be in the Spirit. That's his rule. That's his regulation. You walk no longer after the flesh, no longer after the world, no longer after sin or Satan. All these have to be abolished in order for you to be perfect. Charles Stanley and weasels like this say that no one is perfect and no one can be. That man is a bald-faced liar. You say, well, you are bad. If you can't say something good about somebody, then don't say anything at all. That man is trying to destroy your soul by telling you false things. And also, this false doctrine, this is saying the same thing. This man that wrote these different books. Let's see, let me get his name here again so you don't follow him. Because he's a bald-faced liar as well. His name is Mark Finley. Don't read his garbage. He just invites everybody to heaven. No, you can still sin. You can still do the things that condemn you, that continue to have you condemned. Right now you're condemned unless you're born again of the Spirit. Like the Lord says, the world is already condemned. He came into the world that people might receive his terms and be saved. So I'm going to get into the word here some more. I read verse 9. And when those beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him. Do you give glory and honor and thanks to the Lord? Well, don't expect to go to the kingdom of heaven if you don't. This is God, man. Of course, you have to give glory to him. You have to give honor and thanks to him. Glory, honor, and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who's still sitting there, who lives forever and ever. Man, I didn't realize there was anything in the universe or anybody in the universe that could cause you to live forever and ever in paradise and not have to pay bills anymore, not have to worry about anyone foreclosing on your home, not to have to worry about any disasters, not to have to worry about any tsunamis, earthquakes, fires, floods, all your precious things that you saved all your life burned up or flooded out, or any disease, nothing like that in heaven. This world is condemned. There's all kinds of catastrophes going on from left to right, all around the world, everywhere. Tornadoes. You live on Tornado Alley. You don't even have to anymore. The Bible says that earthquakes are happening in divers, all different places, and the same thing with tornadoes. Who ever heard of tornadoes hitting in Los Angeles? Well, I used to eat at a place called Jack's on the Beach. I used to eat there. They had real good fish. So a tornado came and tore it to pieces, tore the dock down and everything. I couldn't believe it. But it happened, and it's happening everywhere, folks. But God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, live forever and ever. And we have to be in them because they're the forever capsule. We have to be in the forever capsule to live forever. If you live outside of the forever and ever capsule, then you're condemned. Don't you get it? Hopefully you do. I pray that you do. That's what I do, is the Lord told me to lead people, teach them the Word, teach them what the Word means. So we have to be busy about our Father's business. Jesus even said that when he was a little boy. Oh, you're not busy with the Lord's business. Well, no, I'm just too busy with today's problems. No, if you're too busy for the Lord, brother or sister, you're too busy. You have to be involved with him on a daily basis in the forever and ever capsule. You're in Christ. You're in God. You're in the Holy Spirit. Because why? Because there's no condemnation to those that live in the Holy Spirit and forsake the flesh and forsake sin, Satan, the world, death, hell, and the grave. Amen?
Amen.
Now verse 10, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever. The Bible says that if we're in God, then we are the fullness of God. And if we're the fullness of God, then we live forever and ever as well. And everything in heaven that God made, and he made us part of him, well, they give glory to God. And the angels give glory to God. The angels, they don't envy us, but they certainly respect us very much because we are in the flesh, and that's a rough thing. We need help. We need Jesus. We need the Father. We need God Almighty, the forever and forever God, the forever and the forever Christ, the forever and the forever Spirit to be in us, so we can be lifted above all the weak and beggarly things of this earth. Well, what is weak and beggarly? Your flesh and my flesh. So we need to have something living inside of us that mortifies or deadens the flesh to make it to where we're not tempted that much. Now, we're going to be tempted, but the Lord gives us instructions when we're tempted. He says, flee from the very appearance of evil. You say, well, it's easy for you because you're legally blind, Tony. And on top of that, you are confined into reading, praying, and also doing messages, and you're busy about the Lord's business. Yes, and that's the way you will be if you're going to be in the forever and the forever God, in the forever and ever Jesus, in the forever and ever Holy Spirit. Well, we don't like you saying that all the time. Well, maybe you'd like to listen to ba 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 and ba 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 and ba ba. I don't like the ba 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 and ba ba. Everybody knows that ba 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 ba. Okay, you like listening to that because it's in meter, 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4. Well, this is, I'm not doing it that much. I'm telling you something that's far more important than bar-bar-bra-an. Okay, the 24 elders fall down before him. Him to him that sat on the throne. They worshiped him that lives forever and ever and ever. And they cast their crowns, these guys that were on earth, and they got crowns by doing the work of the Lord, by letting the Lord live in them and work in them and speak in them, and preach in them, and teach in them, and prophesy in them, and do the them things that them people in heaven did in order to be there. In other words, there's something that isn't that easy. There's no free lunch. You gotta do something. The Lord makes that very clear. He talks about 10 virgins. 5 were foolish, and the other 5 were very smart. 5 of them, they were saved. They didn't keep the lamp going. They didn't keep the Spirit in them. They didn't keep doing the work. They didn't do any work. And the Bible says that we are going to be judged by our works, whether we did works or not. And the other 5 did works. The other didn't work. The ones that did work got to go to heaven. Well, comes the night of the Lord's coming, and the 5 foolish ones came to the 5 wise virgins and said, look, loan us some of your spirit. Loan us some of the oil, the Spirit of God that's in you. Absolutely not. Do you think, you lazy bums that have been just lagging around for all these years, that I'm going to give you my salvation? My salvation was too precious for me to sell down through the years, and I didn't sell it. And so I'm going to heaven. Well, the Lord comes, and the five foolish virgins, they were once saved, but they're not always saved, like the Baptists say, and the Catholics, and all these false religions. But they're lost. Oh, they say, they almost made it. Why didn't you impress me, Lord? I do impress you in the Word of God, the Lord would say to them, because it's in my Word, but you didn't read it. You didn't reprove yourself with my Word. The reproof of the Word of the Lord is the way of life. When you reprove yourself over and over again, and don't ever forget the pit that you were dug out of, and don't ever forget how you were saved, and how you at first were full of zeal, and you were red hot, now you turned lukewarm, and so the Lord is not taking you with him into heaven. So we're going to stop now, and it's time for us to be reconciled to God through the blood of Jesus. So say this prayer and become one with Christ, one with the Almighty. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all our former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, Holy Spirit, into my heart. Jesus, wash all my filthy former sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved. Therefore, I thank and praise your holy name, Lord, for saving my soul. Now just raise up your hands and praise and thank the Lord. And Sharon, tell our listening audience how they can receive a copy of number 761. Let us know whether a tape or CD. They're free.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com. Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
Lord bless you and praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo again telling you to tune in tomorrow for another expose of how to be saved, to be born again, and to stay being born again one day at a time.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.